It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. Sorry for those technical difficulties. You guys are watching and listening live. Something's going on with my internet. I think I got too many people on it maybe tonight. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
We got some wacky stuff happening here.
Yeah, usually my internet is pretty strong.
Yeah.
But it's not happening tonight, so we've had some issues. So I do...
Your pimp hand is strong. Your internet hand is weak tonight.
Yes, that's clearly what it is.
That's what he had to say.
All right, let me play that. Okay. All right. Pip, Joe, why don't you guys summarize what happened last week while I get myself together over here?
Oh, my God. Well,
words. Use your words.
Did
Lucifugal get your tongue? He was in my mouth earlier.
Lucifer stole my tongue.
Give him some sweet drink. He loves that shit.
I know.
Lucifer's got a sweet tooth.
Here's some sweet tea and chocolate, Lucifer. Okay, now give me my tongue back. I need to use it and use my big girl words. Okay, so we had a scammer that fake Davin was having a whole lot of issues with. It was quite the roller coaster because she started with this Forex scam, trying to get him into business and get him investing. And then she realized she wasn't going to get him with that. And so then she tried to make it the romance.
No, hold on. No, stop right there.
What?
Nobody can resist the wiles of fake Davin. It started as business. You know what? I really like this guy.
That's what happened. That right there. Okay.
All right. Cut to the chase.
You telling a story or me?
I don't know.
So it went to romance. And then she tried a little bit more with the business. Mostly it was romance. Back and forth on two different platforms. Last week, she was getting all nasty. And he said, you know what? This is it. I don't think I have any more time with this woman, so I'm going to drop the bomb that she has been entertaining our radio listeners for these past 8 months.
She said she didn't want to be in my jamboree anymore.
Yes, yes. So he relayed what jamboree she was in.
I said, jamboree? No. Radio show since day one, yes.
Yes. And Joe and
that's great that we turned the tails on them. You know, it's like, you know, because basically she thinks that she might be scamming some poor person. And meanwhile, we just thought not only have we led you on, you've been a very good fodder for the past 4 months.
Yes.
So.
It was really good. Joe and I were pretty over the moon, weren't we?
You guys were very happy.
It was fantastic.
I love when the kids are happy.
A taste of their own medicine.
Yes.
Yes, yes. We were very happy. And it was just like mic drop stuff when it's like, oh, but you've been on a radio show. Ah!
Yeah.
I left it with thanks, boo. That was April 3rd of 2020.
There's a prologue to this?
April 10th!
No!
2020!
No! No, this has to be somebody, either she's saying something nasty to you because she's pissed, or this has got to be somebody else that or you've been sold, and this person does not know about what you just said.
Listen, everybody wants fake D's D. That's why I tell you guys all the time.
Yeah, so. I want fake D's D.
Exactly. So April 3rd, that was... We're now on April 10th, 2020. Out of nowhere. I think we're done. I think it's over. I tell her we've been on a radio show. You know.
Really? Jesus Christ, we just got done sweeping up the confetti.
You guys were sweeping up the confetti.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was enjoying you guys being happy. I was enjoying you guys. I delivered the ending everybody wants.
We cleaned up the Canyon of Champions.
Sweeped up the confetti.
Yeah.
But, you know, what often happens when you have a blockbuster movie, you make a sequel.
So. We already recycled all the beer bottles. What could possibly have happened after that?
April 10th, 2020. So a week later on Hangouts. Instagram, remember, I've been blocked from.
Oh, yeah.
But they go back and forth. So I never know who I'm talking to.
Oh, yeah.
To. Hello, Davin. How are you today?
Oh, you bitch got sold.
I go, I am fine. She goes, that's good. How are you seeing the pandemic? Through my eyes, you whore.
This is a completely new person.
Yeah, you were sold. Completely new person. You were persona non grata.
Yeah.
And then we dropped the fourth wall on them. So it's like, fuck you. I don't understand how, you know, this is definitely somebody else.
She goes, how are you seeing the pandemic? I go, quarantined. I'm not entertaining this.
Right.
Because fake Davin, you know, he's cut ties. He's on to the next.
Yeah.
She goes, where are you quarantined? Home. I go, aren't you quarantined? She goes, home too. I go, okay. So what are you up to? Sorry for your loss, okay?
Oh, it's okay. It's
okay, Carolyn.
Okay, Carolyn didn't get the memo.
Okay, Carolyn has not gotten the memo.
Okay.
So we
you better check your emails, lady.
Well, I mean, it's right here on this platform. All she has to do is look up. But they're not communicating at all, apparently. So I was dealing with Twat Caroline on both platforms.
Right.
That's where I got blocked and I dropped the info on her.
But think one of them would have sent the other in an IM. Yeah.
Yeah, but Twat Caroline was just so disgusted with me, or has no respect for whoever this is.
Beyond disgusting.
So we have okay, Caroline.
Oh my God, I can't believe this.
He goes, sorry for your loss, okay? Because remember, my brother Michael has died.
Yeah.
So she does know about that.
Yeah.
She does know about that. I go, yeah. And now remember, the Caroline I was dealing with last didn't want to hear of this bullshits anymore.
Oh, yeah, no.
She did not care about my dead brother.
Oh, you and your dead brother go fuck yourself.
Yes, exactly. I go, yeah, seriously. What's this about? You kind of made your disdain for me clear. So I am picking it up with, we're fighting, but apparently we haven't dropped the bomb. So this one has not gotten the memo that they're part of a radio show.
But you dropped the hint. Well, you know, your disdain. My disdain. What the hell are you talking about, disdain?
Well, right, because I want to make them work. Yeah. I'm not going to make it easy. There has been such a colossal fuck-up on their end that we are going to make them work. But I do have a show. So if they want to play games and they are a scammer.
Oh, that's fine. But on their end, it's like something where you go, disdain. There's nothing worse when you're in the middle of something. You're like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Well, it might be a good time to
figure it out.
If it's them, it's time to fucking scroll up. It's not like they don't disappear in the middle of conversations all the time.
No, and this person is, this must be the night shift, Caroline. That they don't bother, like, they don't have, like, you know, nurses give report to the next shift, and, you know, cops do that, and you know, different people do that. It's like, they apparently don't have a you know,
this
report.
This is like
shifts.
Apparently the same demons that are working for Lucifugal over there are working for them. You know, they're not good with the paperwork.
Apparently not.
Let's see. So she goes, sorry about that, okay? I'm sorry. She goes, sorry for your loss, okay? Yeah, seriously, what's this about? You kind of made your disdain for me clear. She's like, I don't get you.
Because nobody gave me report.
Yeah, like at some point, like, if you didn't go, what the fuck? I'm working this guy. We were this close.
Yeah,
we were this close.
Scroll up. What happened?
You know, after her shift, she's going to call the other one and go, hey, asshole, you don't fucking tell me what's going on.
so you feel this relationship has one more day left before she calls, what the fuck is going on here, and she gets filled in.
I go, I have to go now. I'll write you back in a couple of minutes. Ding, 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 ding. Put a glue fool on the phone. You don't fucking tell me what's going on.
Really?
She goes, I don't get you. I go, I needed a friend, and you pretty much told me to fuck off. When my brother died, I was crushed. She goes, so sorry about that, okay?
Okay.
We are in full hey, spill on aisle 6.
Not for nothing, anybody would write that.
Spill on aisle 6.
You could say. That's the only thing you could say.
Yeah. So I go, I guess, do you need something? I just don't know what to make of this. She goes, I needed something from you. Yeah, of course you do.
Of course you do.
I go, I knew it wasn't because you cared. What do you need? She goes, I need a Green Dot card. It's only $10. Can you imagine? Your brother has died, but I'm still coming out for $10. They've been reduced to $10. They are so desperate to just get something out of this. I have to be like now a trophy. Somebody has to go back and go, aha, I got something, $10.
Price reduced.
Do you think they're going to get the $10?
No. Not even price slashed.
You gotta applaud their bravado, where they don't know what's going on. They just found out it's not good, and the next paragraph they're looking for $10.
I go, what's a dot card? She goes, so sorry, I was called up for something very important. So this is the next day, April 11th. I go, what were you called for? She goes, family issues. How are you today? I go, are they okay? She goes, yeah, they're all right. So how have you been? So apparently in that time down, she did not scroll up to say, oh, maybe we shouldn't pursue this anymore.
Wow.
So there's been no meeting.
No meeting.
So she is full game on. We are going to get this $10.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous.
And I am full game on.
Yeah.
Because, listen, I broke one scammer. I'll break two.
You broke the fourth wall, and they still don't get it.
That either says something about them or me. I don't know what.
Oh, no, them.
No, okay. She goes, so how have you been? I go, good. I think you know. I go, you know how I've been, Carolyn. She goes, how? I don't know. Okay, you can call me by my, okay, you can, you now call me by my name. I go, what should I call you? She goes, it's left for you to decide. I go, what, like Boo? Is that what you mean? She goes, any name you like, you can call me. So she's like, all right, he's not being affectionate to me. He's calling me by my name, which he doesn't normally call me, Caroline. He's being distant. He's being a dick. This $10 might be a little harder than I thought, but I'm still not intrigued enough to scroll up or make a phone call or shoot an email. I'm still going to fly blind into the night.
If they're working together, like I said, if they're working together, you know, all working together, you would figure the one would call the I would. What the hell is going on here?
Well, clearly,
you know, get a background.
Clearly, they're not working together closely, but they all have accounts to they all share accounts with this persona. So I guess it's a free for all, but it's really fucking stupid to not think that they don't need any continuity, because anybody would go, all right, this is some bullshit over here.
Yeah, it's like you act like you missed a couple days.
Yeah, but I mean, you had a horrible fight. She told you to go to hell, admitted that you've been focused on a radio show. You would think you would pass the word around to the others just to be a good employee.
Unless there was a workplace disagreement, and they go, fuck them.
Yeah, really, you're all on your own. But, wow. I mean, if somebody was trying to scam me, and they were missing important bits of information between conversations, I'd be like, did you bonk your little head?
Oh, I've done that to them before.
Yeah.
I mean, so many times I've said, you know, you check the continuity. You know, I've called them. I've told them, you're fucking up.
Yeah.
I've told them, be better. You know, I break the fourth wall a lot. You know, I try to guide them to be the entertainer I need them to be. This doesn't work. We're not going to have longevity if you don't get better at this.
Look, if you're going to improv, you need to listen to your improv partner.
Yes. So I go, what should I call you? She goes, it's left for you to decide. I go, what, like Boo? Is that what you mean? She goes, any name you like, you can call me. I go, well, Boo was when we were together and I thought we had something. You made it clear I was a fool to think that. Nothing to say? She goes, I have nothing to say. I'm short of words. So it's now just dawning on this person.
Yeah.
This mess is way bigger than I thought. Not as big as it is. Not as big.
No, but they're like, oh, something's wrong in our life here. And I messed up not reading the cues.
Yeah. She goes, I'm short of words. I go, why is that? I'm confused. You made it clear you hate me. What is this all about? Did you come to finish me off? She goes, I never said I hate you.
Yeah, you kind of did.
I go,
just dying.
I go, it's how you made me feel. You said something to the effect that I was a waste of your time. She goes, you weren't playing your role well. Now, that never has she been more honest.
Wow.
No.
Devin, I'm sorry. I coughed. I didn't hear what you said. What did she say?
She goes, I never said I hate you. I said, it is how you made me feel. You said something to the effect I was a waste of your time. And she said, you weren't play your role well. I was not being the mark she was hoping for.
This is crazy. By the way, my Zoom has frozen on Joe drinking. He's just got a can in front of him.
Oh, he's live over here.
That's my headshot.
Yeah. He's working over here. We're all right now.
He's chugging here.
We lost the Facebook Live at one point, but it's
I know. But oh, there he is.
Yeah, all right.
I don't think it's going.
She goes, "You weren't playing your role well." I go, "My role?" I go, "I was going through a ton of shit, and you just wanted to test me. I didn't know I had a role. I thought you loved me." I'm like, all right, let's fucking, where's this going?
Yeah.
She goes, "I loved you, but you messed everything up." Oh, sister, not the right tack to take.
No. Yeah, my fault. That's what I hear you saying in your head.
It's your fault that I had to tell your other you that we were on the radio.
Yes.
You were handed such vile last week that this other one is so stupid that she doesn't even check the record. She's going through she's walking through like a battlefield after the battle's over, and there's nothing but casualties and rubble and smoking debris. And she's going, "Isn't this great?" You know? Can't you tell? Yeah.
Right.
Maybe, I would argue, Joe, that we are having a reenactment, much like they do with the Civil War.
What battle? What? I don't see a battle. I thought we were friends. You know, it's essentially what's going on.
Is that a smoking carcass? I thought we were having barbecue.
I thought we were in love.
Some people see this as where a bomb dropped. I see now my house is oceanfront.
Yes.
Yeah.
She goes, "I loved you, but you messed everything up." I go, "No. I was fighting for my brother, and I wanted to make a trip with you. You came at me to send you money when you knew I was tight on cash because of my brother. A goddamn test when I was really struggling. It was I who loved you. I never tested you. I just loved you even after you hurt me. My role was to love you." So.
Good.
So, listen. Obviously, I'm going to keep this going.
Oh, sure.
But I'm not going to make it easy for them.
No.
When you're this bad at your job, we it's very well documented.
They're not making it easy for them. They're not making it easy for them if they don't go back and find out what the backstory was. And this way you could start to get a hill of horse shit prepared. You know, you're just going, you're flying blind. It's like I call you, "Dude, what's going on?" "Yeah, you know what's going on." What are you talking about?" You know, I don't know, the backstory, maybe I said something, but just to sit there and go blindly.
She goes, "I'm so sorry, Davin. I never meant to hurt you, okay?"
Mm.
I go, "It is what it is. All my friends warned me. I lost them all because I loved you. Then I just wanted to be friends with you. You made it clear you did not want the same. I was so low. I was taking sleeping pills, hoping I wouldn't wake up." Suicidal fake Davin's back.
Oh, boy.
"Can I stop you one more time?" But she goes, "I never meant to hurt you." No. We saw the you meant to hurt
him. Well, at least other you did.
There were plenty of unpleasantries exchanged.
Yes.
That week.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, I go, "I was so low, I was taking sleeping pills hoping I wouldn't wake up. And here you are, Caroline, you are back. I just don't know why." I know why. For a $10 dot card.
$10. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
She goes, I still have you in my heart no matter what. I can't sleep no more because of the way I treated you, Davin." It's like, all right, clearly one of us fucked up.
I gotta go back and see what they did, but in the meantime, let me do some damage control. Oh my god!
But you know what? They're on the hook.
Oh yeah,
they won fake Davin still.
Yeah, don't care which one of you fucked up. Fake Davin's not gonna make this easy for you.
No, nobody gets off easy in fake Davin's world. Although that's not true. That's not true. I have had some scammers where I've given them the opportunity to walk away, and they've walked away.
Well, you got to rephrase that way. Well, they want that. No, this division wants you. The other division, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. Oh, by the way, Joe, one of the scammers that you were following that I told you about changed her picture to somebody else, but keep on following her.
Oh, my God.
That Kimberly person is now Laura with a different picture. Kimberly, I think it's Kimberly Warren or Warren Kimberly. I think that's how it is. But, yeah. Anywho. That was the one where I was a hibachi chef in training.
Here, catch us in your mouth.
Yeah. She goes, "I can't sleep no more because of the way I treated you, Davin." Go on.
Uh-huh.
I go, Carolyn, please don't say such a thing if it's not true. She goes, I need something from you right now. Very urgent. Please don't say no. All right. I get bad tact here. You were getting fake Davin back, but it's not what you need, baby. It's what I need.
Yeah.
We're dealing with fake Davin's needs. I told you I was suicidal. I go, I'm not interested in any more of your tests.
Good.
She goes, no, it's not a test. Please. I go, well, you have more money than God, so it isn't money you need. Because remember, she's supposed to be posing as a successful woman with all these cars and whatnot, such an excellent Forex trader and everything. It's such a bad plan by them.
So bad.
Once the Forex thing doesn't work and I'm not investing with you, you got to move on.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, I'm going to pretend I'm rich, but I need a $10 gift card.
She goes, not really. I'm not in the States, so I needed a green dot card. It's only $10. I can't get it here in UK. I go, you are rich. You make that abundantly known. I say, yes, you vanish. I say, no, you say it was a test. I don't trust you. I did once.
Yeah.
She goes, I really need your help for that. I go, you've said this to me before and then said it was a test. I don't believe you. Trust is earned. Why do you allegedly need $10? I mean, think about this.
They don't have ATMs where you people live?
This is what you ask a 14-year-old. Why do you need $10?
Get out of my house.
What do you need $10 for?
She goes, I just needed it so my sister can use it to purchase something for my mom in this pandemic situation. I go, and you can't wire them the money. Why? She goes, it's been rough to me all the way. I go, how could it be rougher for you than me? You have money, you have friends, you have family. Let's look at what I'm working with. I have no money because it went to medical bills. I have no job because every club in the country's closed. I have no friends because I fell in love with Carolyn Fuchs. And oh yeah, I have no Carolyn Fuchs because apparently I did not play my role properly. So tell me again how rough it has been.
Oh, and I gotta add one. You have no brother either, Chrissy.
Well, I said that.
Yeah.
I go, and oh yeah, I have no family because my only remaining family died and you told me to tell someone who cares.
Wow.
Now, how do you walk back that one?
Tell someone who cares.
How do you fucking walk back that one?
Yeah, I don't know.
So you think they walk away?
No.
No, they're too stupid.
No, they're going to buddy up.
She goes, I thought you never took your word serious. I go, I was deadly serious. Every last fucking word. I loved you. I wanted to propose to you. Listen, we're playing the game, but she's gonna have to crawl her way back in to this show's good graces. This level of incompetence cannot go unpunished.
Prove to fake Davin you love him.
Yes, when in reality it would be impossible.
Yes, I mean, he'll never take it for real.
I mean, if this was like a real person, if they took this person back, this person would be a schlemiel.
Oh,
and at this
yeah.
point, they would deserve what they were getting.
Yes.
At this point, if this was real and in real life. She goes, I lost everything, Davin.
What?
I go, so did I, Carolyn. So did I. And at that moment, I just needed a friend, and you couldn't be that. She goes, so sorry. I bet you are. It's like, son of a bitch. What happened here? What is this war that Joe speaks of?
Let me scroll up finally and find out what happened.
This is like Avengers after the snap. Like when 5 years vanish and everybody comes and people don't know what the hell happened. She's walked into the Avengers movie.
Yeah. Like, what?
She goes, I'm sorry, too. I go, I would have made you so happy. She goes, so sorry I hurt you so much. I go, me, too. I never let anyone in like you. So many women, but for some reason I felt the hardest for you. And honestly, I don't know if you even ever liked me. She goes, you made me feel bad when I had the money to send you, but you rejected it for your brother's medical bills. I made her feel bad because this guy was shite at business and didn't want to do any more business with me.
Wow.
You know, on the one hand, what else is she left with?
Yeah, no, she's got to come up with some kind
yeah,
of
I mean, she's got
plausible.
She's got a terrible hand to play. I go, I tried. The guy vanished because I had legitimate questions. I'm not a dummy. And I worked it out. I got his bills covered, but you didn't care. We should have celebrated the victory together. I just wanted you to be on my side the way I was always on your side. I just wanted a partner, Carolyn, a friend, a lover. That's all I ever wanted from you. Instead, all I got was a scammer, an entertainment for a radio show, segment 3, and later on I'll get scammer clips to put on another channel on iHeartRadio. That's what I've gotten from you, Caroline.
That's what you wrote her?
No, I added the last part.
He was embellishing for our amusement.
That's essentially where you left it off last week.
It is.
Yeah, I know.
She goes, you never trusted me. She goes, you never trusted me, Davin. I go, that's not true. She goes, you rejected my offer, which is not supposed to be. I go, you were supposed to come to the Bahamas with me. I would have shown it all to you, let you in my world, see how it could be for us. But after you said yes, once again, you told me to fuck off.
Indeed.
She goes, I said I'm sorry. Why are they still here? At this point, walk away from the Hangouts account. Yeah. This is over. Walk away. Is the $10 dot card worth it?
I can't see why they're still hanging in.
Because I'm captivated. She goes, I said I'm sorry. I go, and I accept that. But forgive me if I'm a bit cautious when dealing with you. So I'm breaking down the wall a little because I don't want to push them completely away. But, you know, I'm like, we might be able to still work this out, maybe. I accept your apology, but I don't trust you 100% yet.
You're going to have to work for it. Kiss the glove.
I like when my scammers have to kiss the glove.
I know you do. You like it when we have to kiss the glove, too.
Not nearly enough, but, yeah, it should happen more. Agreed.
I think so.
Yes. She goes, okay, accept it. I go, so if you want to talk, I will talk, but I'm going to proceed very carefully with you for now. It has to be this way. You can leave or you can talk on my terms. So she's getting the option to walk away very late in the game. She goes, okay, agreed.
Walk away.
She goes, I go, so are you staying or going? She goes, I'm staying.
Sucker.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
But you're making me rub my little hands together.
But let's take a step back and admire Fake Davin's game right here. Because I have put her through the ringer. I mean, I have just made this person's life so fucking hard. For $10, mind you. We are down to 10. We were in thousands at one point. We are down to $10. And they are like, fuck it. I will stay. The pandemic must be really hitting the scamming game.
Oh, yeah. No, the ask has reduced so ridiculously, like so humiliatingly, that I get great pleasure from this.
She goes, I'm staying. I go, okay, Carolyn. She goes, okay. I go, no more tests. She goes, yeah. I go, my words to you are true and sincere. I hope you can be the same. She goes, for sure. Which was a lie. I go, good. Maybe we can at least salvage a friendship from all of this.
Okay. All right. You're going to go put friend zone her.
I'm going to friend zone. Listen, I can't trust her. I've lost too much. She's been so mean. She called it all a jamboree in her other life.
Funny.
She goes, that would be better. I go, a friendship? She goes, yeah. I go, okay, let's take it one day at a time, Carolyn. She goes, okay, Davin. So what are your days like now, I ask. She goes, it's very hard right now for me. I go, what's going on? She goes, I lost everything, Davin. I go, we have that in common, Carolyn. So this is interesting here. I'm letting her back, but I have nothing to offer you.
Yeah, what does she want? What's she going to try now?
I am telling her I am destitute. Why be here?
Well, because she thinks that you have promise. You got potential.
Yeah, but is it worth this?
No.
No, it doesn't sound like he has potential.
I agree with you, Joe. I sound like I have no potential.
Yeah, but you don't... Well, if this really was a woman, you don't understand women. Women...
Never.
Will, I know. Women...
That's why I'm shipping you all into the horatorium and not giving you vocal cords.
I know, that would make it easier.
It most certainly would.
The thing is that women will set up an idea of what they think someone is, and then, despite the red flags that show that the person is not what you have set up, you still try to bend that person to fit the schema for who they are in your mind.
But that's like in the real world, but in the cold, callous scammer world, do you think that still is the motive?
I don't know if that's how they work as scammers, because I've only worked as a woman. I haven't worked as a scammer.
Yeah, because like I said, if this was like a relationship segment, like we're doing a relationship show or something like that, that's a very valid point. But when you're a cold, calculating scammer, it's kind of interesting, you know, I mean, because it's all about the money. So in a real relationship, yeah, you know, you want to make, you know, and that's an issue with it, that's a, you know, but when you're trying to get money, what's the incentive there?
You know, I can't understand why they are sticking with somebody who seems like, at least during the pandemic, a really bad prospect for money, especially since he's so reticent to hand any over, and he's so cranky and like will push back on everything they try. I don't know why they would continue. I don't know why they stuck with him this long, but why after the mic drop of, you know what, you've been entertaining people on a radio show, this is just beyond. This is somebody too stupid to stay in jail, is what this is.
Yeah.
According
to
our...
Your time to try, what the time investment versus the profit. You're getting $10. How many hours of the time have you put into it to get to $10?
Oh,
well,
right.
Well, we started on July 28th of 2019. We are now in April 11th of 2020.
Really?
You haven't gotten anything.
Nothing.
Not a dime.
Yeah.
As comics, if there's a club that we want to get into and we feel isn't it, you might go that route, keep going and going and going so you got something. But if it's, and there's also some places that are pointless, fuck it, I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I go, we have that in common, Caroline. I'm sorry. I know how much you enjoyed your lifestyle. That must be very hard for you. She goes, very hard for me right now. How have life been all this while for you?
It's so frustrating to have a conversation with somebody that does not listen to you and asks you questions you just explained.
I'm sorry, were you talking?
I know.
She goes, how's life been all this while been for you? I go, terrible. It's been a struggle. I lost everything within a matter of weeks. She goes, what happened? Wow. Wow.
Wow.
You're really bad at this.
So bad.
So bad.
You know what? I know this is already done because it was a year ago, but it's like at this point, I almost want to change the story. Like, admit, like just go, because, because my restaurant burnt down. You know, just like make up completely new shit, not in evidence, because they're clearly not paying attention.
Because there's two ways you could go with this. Fuck you. Or... you can tell her the story, but that, the backstory. But the backstory isn't that fun anymore because it's old hat. What you can do is, as Pip said, create this new, fallacy that's entertaining. And she's not checking her notes. Apparently she doesn't know what the hell's going on. It's not like she's going to call the other one. She could drag her in a totally fraccata manner, and she'd probably bite.
Well, so I go, we fell apart. They needed the ventilator for COVID patients, and since Michael's case was terminal, they took his, and he died. I have not worked in 3 weeks, and I don't know when I'll work again. What a callous motherfucker this is.
That's the funny part.
Yeah, my brother died, got taken off the ventilator. He's like, that's hilarious.
The hospital went like, we need this,
Yank. I mean, that's
like he stayed at the fucking condo on the road.
Oh, I'm sorry, we need this outlet, yank.
He's terminal. He's terminal.
I know. It's like, you know what? We give up on you. This one we could possibly save. It's like, what fucking triage is this?
Not the best.
No.
But remember, I don't have money, so I can't keep any terminal anyway. So.
Oh, wait a minute. This guy has premium insurance. You, sir, are on the econo plan. Yank.
Could happen.
It could happen.
I go, they needed a ventilator for COVID patients, and since Michael's case was terminal, they took his and he died. I have not worked in 3 weeks, and I don't know when I will again. All the clubs and casinos are closed. She goes, so bad. I go, yes, it's been very lonely. She goes, so sorry about that, okay? I go, it's fine. It's my life now. I am resilient. She goes, okay, dear. I go, I'll work again. I'll fall in love again. I'll be fine. You'll be fine, too. You are a smart and pretty girl. She goes, by God, and then she gives me the prayer hands. Grace, I'll be fine again. Thanks. I go, I don't doubt it. You'll find happiness and hopefully peace. Amen, she goes. I pray so. I go, you'll be fine. Best thing you can do is be a good person. Everything else will fall into place.
Oh, damn. Failed on the first try.
She goes, thanks for your concern, okay? I really appreciate it. I go, Carolyn, I told you I'll always be on your side. That never changed, no matter how hard I was. She goes, thanks, dude.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks, dude.
No. No. Thanks, dude. No.
I go, you're welcome, dude.
Sounds like when you get somebody water at rehearsal. Yeah. Here, man. Thanks, dude.
Can you imagine if this girl that you were seeing, you've just gone on this emotional roller coaster and you get a thanks, dude? This is obviously a guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oops.
She goes, She goes, but I don't know if you can help me with what I asked for. So bad.
You just talked about your brother getting yanked off a vent and dying, and now they're going to go for the money grab. Unfucking believable.
You know, a bull has more finesse than her.
So what do you guys, how do you guys think I handle that?
I think you're going to yell at her, like, are you serious right now?
What do you think, Joe?
I would keep stringing her along because basically, you know, you got to hear, it's like, you know what, I can get a little more miles out of this. We just got it back on some bullshit track. I don't want to fuck it up. So I'll throw a little baby powder around.
Well, you're both wrong. You're both wrong. I go, Caroline, take it slow. I'm not sending you anything today. If that's what you think this is about, you're better off moving along.
Okay. A little dose of reality.
A little dose of reality. Listen, dude. It might be time to
listen, dude.
It's not happening. You're so bad at this. Yeah, like let's just end this now. It's almost aggravating and hilarious at the same time.
It's been a rough day at the office. Yeah, you know. Granted, I mean, you know.
That's funny.
So, how do you think they handle it?
They're oblivious.
Do they say, okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow?
She goes, not really. It's fine, okay? I go, yep, your intentions will reveal themselves. If you are pure in heart, this will work out fine. If not, that will reveal itself in time, too. I am laying the groundwork for them to continue to play this nonsense for a while longer.
Oh, man, I don't believe this.
That's what I was saying, you know? If you throw a little baby powder around and, you know, and try to get more mileage out of it. I mean, she has no fucking clue what's going on. And instead of really focusing in, you're like, you know what? Let's create a whole new fakata scenario, and let's get some more miles out of these dopes.
Really?
She goes, okay, Davin, I have heard you. I go, cool. Let's hope we can find some fulfillment on our new path together. I got to tell you, I feel fulfilled.
I know. I thought we were fulfilled last week.
She goes, okay, then. I go, good. Will I be hearing from you in the future? She goes, yeah, Davin. I go, cool, boo. She goes, I see you later, okay? I go, okay. And then later on that day, she goes, Davin. I go, Caroline. She goes, what are you up to? I go, right now talking to my ex-girlfriend. After that, I will plan my comedy set list for a charity show I'm doing on Facebook Live tonight. What are you up to? She goes, nothing else, just about to prepare dinner. I go, what's on the menu? She goes, pizza. I go, yum, save me a slice. She goes, I will. So, all right, they're in. They're in. They're going to make this work.
They're like, let's go back to being buds, and I'll work it back up.
Okay. So she's saying, so you're saying there's a chance. That's where they're at. So there's a chance.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? You could have saved the $10 you spent on that pizza and sent it to your sister.
Seriously. I go, yum, save me a slice. She goes, I will. She goes, wow, why? How kind. Thank you. You're making it or did you order it? She goes, I'm ordering it. I go, cool. Is there good pizza in England? She goes, yeah. I go, New York has better. Then I give her like an emoji with the tongue sticking out.
Yep.
She goes, oh, shit, that is large. I put a large one. That is a big tongue, LOL. She goes, indeed it is. I go, LOL, better not get too close to it. You might wind up on the menu, LOL. All right, it'll be a little flirty.
Again,
in real life, wow. I mean, I have to be really fucked up in the head.
You would.
Head over, I mean, because real, at this point, if I'm flirting with this person after all this,
yeah,
I deserve to lose my money.
Yes. At this point, it's like, this is really sad. I mean, this person has been evil to you, and it's like, you're going to flirt with them? Desperate.
But as far as I'm concerned,
all right. Game on.
Game on. She laughs. I go, yeah, you laugh until it is tasting you. I go, what are you doing for the rest of the evening? And that's all I heard from her on April 11th.
Wow, I'm sorry, I was distracted by Maui.
Okay. She's deaf, she can't hear you.
I know, but she stopped when I reached for her.
Okay, well.
She's got some sense of that there's somebody clawing after her kiddiness.
Yes.
But this is outrageous that this person is still in after everything was revealed. Stupid.
I don't see stupid. I see the brilliance of fake Davin.
No, bad scammer. Bad.
have we found a good one?
No. No. Really, no.
This is exceptionally piss poor.
This is so bad. I mean, Maui is joining in on the conversation from across the room with a really big meow.
And that's nothing.
Hilarious.
Yeah, she's deaf. She can't hear how loud she is.
You know what? Yeah, you know, I found that the people who talk the loudest probably have... Yeah, they can't hear themselves. Yeah, they have no idea how obnoxious they're
same
loud
with the cat.
They are.
Anyway, off of Maui.
Sorry. I'm easily distractible, just like OK Caroline, who apparently is just like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to scattershot, throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. And friendship is sticking for the moment, along with that pizza.
It's got to be really desperate times over there in fucking Scammerland.
Yeah.
With everybody like dealing with the pandemic, so many people laid off.
Yeah, they really can't ask for money, but you're a known quantity. You know, you're
No, I'm not.
Well, they think so. You're somebody that could keep trying to mine because it's hard to find new.
It's hard to find somebody that'll keep on entertaining this bullshit.
Yeah. Really? So. Who else can continue to talk to them after the nastiness that was exhibited by what'd you call her? Twat Caroline? Yeah, she's a piece of
work. Well, I could have used the C one. That would have been more alliterative.
Yes, it would have. But she's something else. So I'm kind of glad she's gone because she's so mean. But okay is stupid beyond imagining.
So you're happy.
I'm happy that this is still going because it's so ridiculous.
Are you impressed by Fake Davin's pimp band?
Yes, I am. I am. I'm just going to smack her back into, I'm not taking your crap and I'm not giving you anything.
So, I pretty much told her, you're not getting anything.
Yes, you did exactly that. And she's like, all right, well, we'll be friends. We'll talk about pizza and flirt a little bit. It's like, okay.
You got to think about something. During the pandemic, a lot of people aren't really coughing up cash. And they're probably trying to work on everybody. Just don't maybe they were given the directive, don't dismiss anybody. Keep on working with everybody, regardless of what the situation is in the dialogue. And just keep going.
Well, that's fine, because during the pandemic, I had nothing but time. So
yeah.
I mean, I was talking to some other scammers, too, at this time.
Yeah, okay.
You know, listen, fake Davin. You can't tie Fake Davin down.
No.
There's always more. But.
Well, you could, but you're going to have to elevate your sexy talk.
Yes.
Well, so, yay.
I have a scammer that we will get to at some point.
Okay.
Where the talk is utterly filthy.
Ooh.
Like I don't even know if I should do it on this show.
Oh, yes, you should.
It is utterly filthy.
Yes, you should. Yes, you should. If we need, if there are words that are too filthy to say, just say beep or blank or something. But or we'll come up with words that you will always substitute for them. You know,
like this,
like ham sandwich. I don't know. Just like put something else in there.
Like the conversations with one particular scammer at times.
Wowie wow. Like, I can't wait for that
it's
one.
Like you type this, like, oh my God. I'm going to get arrested for this. This is fucking filthy.
Well, stuff that we've done for the show, occasionally I think, if I have to hand this in to, like, you know, the who are the nerds that take care of your computer?
Geek Squad?
Geek Squad. If I have to hand this to Geek Squad and they go fussing around in there and they see some of the stuff I've done for the show, they're going to be like, ooh, Pervy McPerverson.
Yeah, well, that's why you delete shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they got that coming up. But yeah, this is going on way further than you kids thought.
Amazing.
All right.
Amazing.
Never doubt Fake Davin.
No. We have learned.
I don't think you have. I don't think you have. All right. We would like to say thank you to Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support and wish his wife, Susan, a speedy recovery. She just had another procedure.
Yes.
Yeah, good luck and feel better, Susan.
Yes, feel better soon, Susan. Also, Side Splitting Productions. Just picked up some of my clients starting to come back. If you have a business, a restaurant where you want comedy shows, give us a call. Hotel, if you want to have a private event, give us a call. 551-404-3094. Give you the best comics. SideSplittingProductions.com. Joe, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at the Broadway Comedy Club this Friday at 10:15 at the Red Room. Dial 212-757-2323 or go to BroadwayComedyClub.com for information and tickets.
Very good. I got my little roasty roast tomorrow, so we'll see how that goes.
I was going to ask you, yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear how that goes.
I wrote that all out. So, all right.
Oh, good.
Very good. I think it was a good show.
Yeah.
I think it's time to say goodbye. Sorry for the tech issues.
Yeah.
apologize for that. I guess it was the kid's fucking video game.
I guess, but it did say that, you know, your internet is unstable again after she went off.
Oh, really? Because I haven't seen an issue.
I saw it here.
Oh, all right. All right. It's time to say night-night. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please.